Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come back in front of the net, broken up and cleared away, and Buffalo coming back 2-on-1, maybe 3-on-1. Pominville walking in, shooting, scores! Pominville, pump shot where Mama hides the cookies, and Buffalo gets on the board!
That was my hand hitting the big red button on the goal horn.
February
19, 2013. You know what? Listening back, sounded like I nailed it.
Is it a big red button?
It really is.
It's the big red button.
At the time, maybe you've seen the thing that people put on their desk, like the easy button from Staples. It looks a lot like that. Or it did. Similar. Okay. Yeah, just... Yeah.
What'd you do, like 4 seconds there for the goal horn?
I haven't been invited back.
Uh-huh.
I used to just ask the Sabres for things, and occasionally they would say, sure. Like, hey, can I be in the draft war room or the trade deadline war room with Tim Murray? Yeah, okay. And they let me in for
that. No problem.
Oh, they let me in for, you know, like 20 minutes.
Should try that again. How about get you in there for, how about draft night this year?
All right.
Or the lottery. Go represent them at the lottery. There you go.
You know, these are all good ideas.
Yeah.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe talking about Lindy Ruff coming back to the Sabres. I would say I think the most fair criticism and a question Kevin Adams is no doubt going to have to answer today, why not a search? Why not a conversation?
There's no way they did a search, right?
Right. Why not a conversation with, why not wait to see if Mike Sullivan was fired? Why not wait to see if Brendan
got eliminated,
if they got knocked out early? Why not, you know, get out there in the full run of candidates?
Well,
and this is kind of like, I'm trying to think in the NFL, who did this? Who hired someone right away?
In the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, Antonio Pierce got the job in
Vegas. He was an interim,
though. He was interim. I don't know if Harbaugh's this. It might not be a good example, but for, you know, not even a search.
There was one maybe, was it last year, where someone got criticized for not going about the Rooney Rule because they hired a guy like in 1 second.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't remember who that was, though.
803-0550. We'll connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Carmine in Hamburg. Hey, Carmine.
Hey, guys. So, kind of glad you sort of brought up what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, honestly, I feel like, just from talking with other Sabres fans, it seems like everyone's sort of 50-50 because... And I think the reality is we're just really hoping this works out, because this whole time with this ownership, maybe not necessarily just the ownership, but just with this franchise in general, the past 13 years, it feels like they've never made like the best, most objective decision for the hockey team overall. And it's just, if this hire was probably made like maybe a few weeks down the line, it probably wouldn't have felt like they just decided to go with Lindy right away. And again, I'm really hoping this works out, because we probably do have a good coach, but man, if this fails, this is just like, you have nowhere to go from here. And the thing that's going to need to happen is we're going to need major roster overhaul, but it's just not really helping the fact that this just happened so quickly. It really makes me wonder just like if they really just have a true process of doing what's best for the organization. Because no other NHL team, no winning NHL team makes decisions like this and expects to win a cup. Like, if you look at cup-winning teams, they make harsh, like, reality check decisions.
Uh-huh. We lose your Carmine?
The right fit.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think we brought up some of the examples earlier, though. Like, other teams have done this, right? Like, Montreal's done this, and a lot of other teams have done this. I mean, if we're talking about the process, though, like, we shouldn't be that surprised. Kevin Adams sounded last Tuesday like he had a guy in mind and that he had a guy. And it's very, very clear to me now that the guy that he was talking about, his plan was the guy that he coached under and that he knows everything about. So listen, like, I get it. Nostalgia is a big part of it. What do I really think at his core Adams wanted to do here? Adams wanted to hire a dude that he knew. And teams do that all the time. They hire who they know. I'm not saying that that's a good defense for why you do it, because I think there's way too much of that in sports in general. But why did Adams want Lindy? Because he knows Lindy. Because he knows exactly what he's getting, because he worked for him. So the day-to-day, he knows. He's available too, right? And you got to know that he would come back here. So that's a piece of it as well. So I don't know. It's not a good look on that front. Like, I think what Carmine is saying there about, you know, this is not how winning teams operate. This is kind of small potatoes type of mindset. I think that's going to be a common thought about this hire, especially, you know, the national hockey podcast that I listen to. Like, I'm imagining that's going to be the take that I'm going to hear. Like, can you believe the Sabres are bringing back Lindy Ruff? It's kind of an eye roll at it. But I don't think that has to mean that it's not going to work or that he's not a good coach. You can frame it however you want, but let me frame it for you this way. What if I told you, pretend you don't know his name, the Sabres are going to hire the fifth winningest coach in NHL history that had the third best team in hockey 1 year ago? Frame it that way.
Yeah.
Forget what his name is. Would you be on board? Because they talked all about pedigree 1 week ago. Kevin Adams did. It's hard to, I mean, cup winning is going to be above that, of course, but fifth winningest of all time, second round, and third place last year.
Yeah,
pretty good.
There's also a tough spot to be in where you want a guy that's won a cup. People that win cups do not win second cups with other teams. Not that they can't, but it doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
Who's done it? Okay, well, okay, so then don't hire a cup winner. The last couple have been, like, thinking back to who's won these Stanley Cups.
Bowman did it, obviously.
Bowman
right?
did
with,
a lot.
With, like, three teams.
But since him, like, try and find the last guy to win a couple of multiple teams.
Yeah.
Just not something that happens an awful lot. That's not to say you shouldn't hire a cup winner. I mean, the Sabres tried that with Dan Bylsma, and I'm also thinking about first-time head coaches. There are going to be some that are successful, some that come up through the ranks, and, I mean, John Cooper's been in Tampa forever.
Yep, yep. I was actually looking at Lindy's age during the break. He is 64 years old. It's, from what I'm looking at, it's pretty rare that guys coach past their late 60s. Like, that's fine, right? That's long-term, years down the road. Like, yeah. There are bigger problems short-term. But I am having a hard time finding a single coach that made it to his 70s. Like, ever in NHL history. I'm, like, going down the all-time wins list, and I'm, like, 15 deep already, and, like, nope. Bowman only went to, like, 67.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these guys only go to, like, 66, 67. So, even if this works, you know, Lindy might be like a 3-4 year experiment. I don't know. It depends up to him how long he wants to go.
803-0550. Get a break and get back on the clock. More of your phone calls. Paul Hamilton, top of the hour on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.